Good morning. Parashat Beshalach presents for us maybe one of the dramatic moments of Am Yisrael, especially in the beginning of the way, coming out from Egypt as a nation of slaves and turning into the toward the desert, crossing the sea, and probably one of the most familiar parashot, since we're reading it also in Shvi Shel Pesach with Shirat Hayam. But I want to focus on literally the first pasuk. The pasuk, "Vayi b'shalach paro et ha'am ve'lo nacham elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karovu ki amar elokim v'ninachem ha'am birotam milchama v'shavu mitzrayma." The Torah presents to us, you know, that when Paro, you know, eventually was willing to send Am Yisrael out, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't took them through eretz plishtim ki karovu. Seems like the reasons. Of the reason why they didn't go through Eretz Plishtim. And, you know, at first glance, it looked like the reason why to take them through it. That's mean, if it's short, that's the shortest way to get to Eretz Israel, and that's the ultimate goal. So why not to go through Eretz Plishtim? But it seems like that the Torah presented as the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to take them through Eretz Plishtim. And you can refer to the second part of the pasuk either as a continuation of the reason or a different reason, maybe. Ki amar Elokim peninachem ha'am birotam milchama v'shavu mitzrayma. Rashi actually take that path and putting them together says ki karovu v'noach lashuv b'oto haderech, meaning since it's close, they will know the shortcut. So maybe they will when they will face a hardship, when they will get to a point that it will be hard for them and they will remember Egypt, maybe that will lead them to go back the easy way to Egypt. And Rashi in the next piece in Birotam Milchama says, Kegon Milchemet Milchemet Vayered Amalek Vechulei Im Alchu Derech Yashar Ayu Chozrim. Meaning if they knew the shortcut and they will suddenly face hardship, they might go back. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu preferred to take them actually in a longer way. Now, if we're thinking about it, what exactly Kadosh Baruch Hu trying to do over here? The next pasuk tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu armed them. V'chamushim alu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. So they were armed. They were basically, pathetically ready for a war. But in a way, Kadosh Baruch Hu understood, at least according to that explanation, that they're not ready for a war, even if they have the weapon, even if they have the physical maybe ability, but the mentality is not there yet. They're not ready for a war. They're not ready for that. And the way, meaning the process that they need to go through in order to become ready for that, taking a little bit longer time. Maybe the spiritual idea coming again, the same idea that basically Am Yisrael fell in it, is the idea of Matan Torah and Chet HaEgel. Am Yisrael wasn't maybe ready for, you know, detaching itself from the way that they grew up and the way that they look on the rest of the nation around them. All the nation in that time were worship idols. And Am Yisrael suddenly, you know, getting the Torah all spiritually, all, you know, with nothing physical, and Moshe Rabbeinu disappeared. And the first thing that they're running to do is to try to get something physical that they will connect them with Kadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe that's because that was too short without the preparation. And I think that the message that we need to take from that not necessarily just the goal is, you know, the ultimate goal, what we have in the end of the way, the end of the path is what important, but a lot of the time, the way that we're doing over there, the procedure, the progress that we're doing on the way is not less important, right? That's mean a lot of the time you probably heard it from me as well, you know, and probably when you were recruited to this yeshiva, you heard that, you know, the Ari Yeshiva that's flipping you up, and that's the shortcut. And a lot of the time what happened after that is we're flipping back. We believe in progress, and the progress is day in, day out in the Bet Midrash. That's the only way to do it. Hour after hour in the Bet Midrash, in the Chavrutot, in davening, in everything, you're investing in every small thing, and that's how you're building yourself, and you're not leaving yourself with a gap that when hardship coming, you just fall and crash. Have a good day.